With Book Bait, I'm Don Swaim. Robert Coover has been taken seriously from the time of his first novel, The Origin of the Brunist, in 1966. Coover had worked on the book over a five-year period, but his second novel, The Universal Baseball Association, J. Henry Wall Proprietor, was whipped out in 5 short weeks in a monastery village in Spain. A Rockefeller grant led Robert Coover and his family to England, where they found a house on the seacoast overlooking the channel.
So I bought it. I'd never owned anything like that before, and it never occurred to me that it might need all new plumbing and all new electricity and, you know, a new roof.
Iowa-born Robert Coover meshed well with the usually distant British.
I think I was exotic enough to them that they were amused by me anyhow and didn't throw me out of the country. I developed a lot of very, very close friendships in England.
Coover became a soccer fanatic and adopted other English habits.
We learned to love the pub life, at least the ritual of it, the kind of quiet drink before last call, pint always, good English beer.
And thanks to advances sent to him by Dutton editor Hal Charlotte, Robert Coover began work on his novel, The Public Burning.
I just almost couldn't finish The Public Burning. I'd been at it so long, and it was so big, and it was so taxing. And the only thing sort of keeping me going was the knowledge that, well, at least Hal would publish it.
But Hal Charlotte died suddenly, and Coover was left without an editor or a publisher and was forced to return to America to teach, settling in Providence, Rhode Island. Viking eventually published The Public Burning, a nightmarish comedy in which the Rosenbergs are scheduled for execution in Times Square. 9 years separated The Public Burning and Coover's highly original latest novel, Gerald's Party, which is now out as a Plume NAL paperback. In addition, Simon & Schuster has published Coover's new collection of short stories, A Night at the Movies. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. It's clear that novelist Robert Coover has done a lot of thinking about what motivates his work. 9 years ago, Coover's novel, The Public Burning, startled some readers because of its savage intensity and unconventional style. No less can be said about Coover's latest novel, Gerald's Party, a hyperactive confrontation of characters who trample through the consciousness of Coover's hero as a murder takes place. Coover says Gerald's Party began as a story.
I don't begin by thinking I'm going to have another book to bring out. I just begin by having a metaphor, a little something that has to be opened up and looked at. And if it's 2 pages or 10 or 20, I don't know when I begin, but I tend to hope that it's just going to be short.
Robert Coover also took a theatrical approach to Gerald's Party.
I wanted that idea of having actors behind the characters.
And other theatrical elements came into play with the consciousness of Coover's hero used as a kind of stage.
It's invaded or assaulted by all the guests at his party whose main task at all times is to get center stage, mainly to the center of Gerald's consciousness.
It's hard to keep track of all the characters who storm in and out of rooms in Gerald's Party, but they all have one thing in common.
I got up the idea of having all these people try their hand at certain simple lines, as though they were auditioning, right? So you have lines that they all have a go at. And one of those was Not Yet.
Not Yet. Coover is one of a group of so-called experimental writers that includes John Barth, William Gass, and Donald Barthelme. Gerald's Party by Robert Coover is now a Plume paperback, and Simon & Schuster has published in hardcover a short story collection called A Night at the Movies. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Providence, Rhode Island may seem at first glance an improbable place for a writer to settle, but Robert Coover finds it much like England, where he lived for 10 years, wet and quiet and on the seacoast.
It's not expensive, got nice big houses, it's low key.
With a good theater and even a Japanese restaurant, and besides, Robert Coover teaches at Brown University. Coover's latest novel, Gerald's Party, is in many respects like his others, not in terms of theme or plot, but because of his unconventional use of words and images.
Well, there's been a lot of playful attitudes toward form, toward the way a story can be told, to parodies and ironizations of the way stories have been told in the past, and this has been a kind of worldwide event.
Coover is in the same league as a number of experimental writers, a list that includes William Gass and John Barth, who have also broken the restrictions of the conventional novel.
I had the feeling often that I might just be eccentric in my approach to writing.
Eccentric, perhaps, but Robert Coover's prose is deliberate. Complex word games that amuse and sometimes shock.
When I first was writing, I felt I was doing this all by myself. There was a kind of uncertainty about, you know, does this make sense? I like it, but am I doing doing something that makes sense to anybody else, and you show it to a few people and say, my God, it's crazy. You know, I don't understand a thing that's happening.
Robert Coover's most recent novel, Gerald's Party, opens like a murder mystery, but grows in nonstop hallucinatory intensity with characters who rush in and out of scenes like actors in a farce. Gerald's Party is now a Plume paperback, and Simon & Schuster has published Coover's short story collection, A Night at the Movies. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.